Over the years, we, to the best of our knowledge, interviewed David Foster Wallace 3 times. The last time was in 2004, right after the publication of his short story collection, Oblivion. In that interview, Wallace told Steve Paulson he was grappling with the problem of how to write about our media-saturated world.
I know that when I was in graduate school, those of us who wrote very much about what used to be called pop culture or advertising or television were really scorned by our older professors who saw that stuff as kind of vapid and banal. And I remember it was a really big source of conflict because in lots of ways we just didn't get what they were saying. I mean, this was our world and our reality the same way, you know, the Romantics world was trees and babbling brooks and mountains and blue skies.
Isn't that also complicated, though, because the danger of writing about, I don't know, what you call mass culture or pop culture is that it's going to seem shallow. In fact, you wrote an essay about this some years back about the risk of just being clever.
There's the danger of being sucked into it and simply trying, for instance, to do something that seems very hip and clever and thinking the job has been done then. I've certainly done stuff like that and realized only later with horror that what I did was, in fact, just kind of regurgitated the same stuff that I've been hearing since I was 4 or 5. There's another side to it, though, is that I think, at least for people like me, I'm 42 and I grew up, I don't know how many after-school specials and Hallmark Network things I've seen. A lot of what's quote-unquote realistic, conventionally realistic, ends up seeming hokey to me. The resolutions seem contrived. Everything seems a little too convenient. And the ultimate goal of it is to sell me something.
I mentioned this essay that you wrote, I think it was back in 1993, about what various fiction writers are up to. And one point you made is that irony tyrannizes us. The implicit message of irony is, I don't really mean what I'm saying. And you went on to suggest that the next generation of rebel writers might ditch irony in favor of sincerity, and I think I'm quoting here, who treat plain old untrendy human troubles and emotions with reverence and conviction, who eschew self-consciousness and hip fatigue. And I guess...
Yeah.
is that a critique of your own kind of writing?
I don't know that it's that. I mean, the thing even sounds dated to me now. You want your art to be hip and seem cool to people, but a great deal of what passes for hip or cool is now highly, highly commercially driven. Some of it, I think, is important art. I think The Simpsons is important art. On the other hand, it's also, in my opinion, relentlessly corrosive to the soul, and everything is parodied and everything is ridiculous. Maybe I'm old, but for my part, I can be steeped in about an hour of it, and then I sort of have to walk away and look at a flower or something. If there's something to be talked about, that thing is this weird conflict between what my girlfriend calls the inner sap, you know, the part of us that can really wholeheartedly weep at stuff, and the part of us that has to live in a world of smart, jaded, sophisticated people and wants very much to be taken seriously by those people.
That's an excerpt of David Foster Wallace's interview with Steve Paulson in 2004.